Hello, this is Sarah Swart from the Center for Teaching and Learning at Muskegon Community College. On the screen you see a blank Word document from Word 2007. Today we're going to learn how to make a table that you could use for creating a syllabus or other document. First of all, we will need to insert a table. So we will click on the Insert menu, choose Table, and it gives me a matrix where I can pick the number of rows and cells that I want to start with. As you see, as I'm driving down the page, the table expands. I'm going to click on this 4x4 table to start with. You will see that the table has cells around the edge and that at the top there are a number of different options available. The first option that comes selected by default is a table with borders with black dividing lines. If you want a little fancier table, let's say that I want this table with the pink lines, I'm going to just click on it and you'll see that it switched. So in this table, one line will be white and the next line will be the pink shaded area. For this demonstration, I'm going to use this table. What I like to do is create the table, and then sometimes I like to remove the borders at the end. That way I have all the dividing lines to easily see how things are going to look. And then if I don't want those lines around the edge at the end, I'll show you how to turn them off or to change the weight of them. So let's say that we're creating a weekly schedule for a syllabus, and that the first row I want to go across all four columns. So I'm dragging across and highlighting them, and then I'm going to choose Layout, Merge Cells. Now you'll see that this is one long cell, and currently it's justified at the top left. I am going to have it be centered. And now if I click on it, my cursor is in the middle. I'm going to type my course number, my section number, my title, anything I want in here. So I'm going to type my name and my extension number on campus. If I wanted to change the color of this, I could highlight this text, click on Home, and then I can change here to any color that I want. Let's say I just wanted a darker shade of red. And maybe I wanted a bigger font. As you can see, as I drill down here, it lets you see how is it going to look in this table. I want to make sure it all stays on one line, so I'm picking 16. You'll notice that bold is selected. If I wanted italics selected, I could click italics. So now I'm ready to start the body of my table. So the next row, I might want to have a title on each one. So I'm going to say week 1:overview. I'm going to have a reading assignment that they read the syllabus. The activities will be to create homepage on Blackboard. And the due date is going to be 5/1/2009. So I can continue typing in this cell or use the cell below it for further details. I'm going to add details in the cell below for what I want on the home page. I'm going to say add personal information and your expectations of this course. So I can keep adding detail. Now if I want more rows, I can hit the tab key here and the tab key here, and it automatically added another row. Or I can use the layout menu, and I can do in one of these inserts, insert below will add more rows below. So, and if I keep clicking on it, you can see how it keeps adding rows. If I highlight these four rows and then I do insert below, it will add four more rows at a time. And if I want to get rid of a row, let's say I want to get rid of this row with these details. Keep in mind that if I get rid of this row, the text is also gone. So I'm going to say delete, and this time I'm going to choose delete rows. Note that I can delete cells, columns, or the whole table. So now I am going to, if I click on this little icon in the corner, it will select the whole table for me. So let's say I decide I don't like that pink design. I'm going to click on the design tab, and I can scroll down and see what other options I have available. And let's see what looks good. I kind of like this. So now you can see that I've changed my whole table. It didn't change any of the font colors for the items that are already created, but it gives a little bit more dynamic view to the table. So if I like the table, then I'm going to click Save, and obviously save it to my, I'll save it to my desktop for right now, but I could have saved it in any folder. And then I can actually highlight this whole table. If I were going to put it into Blackboard, I could highlight the whole table, and then I could be on home and do copy and be able to place it in Blackboard. Blackboard works much better with tables that are created and pasted than free-floating text. So if I decided I wanted it in Blackboard but I didn't want all this text, I could go back and change the layout again to just having it be it's in design actually. I could scroll back up and find that plain one, or if I wanted it with no borders, I could use that drop-down arrow next to borders. And then if I click off of it, I can see what it's going to look like. The shading kind of gives a nice dividing without borders, and the little dotted lines are showing you where the borders of your cells are located. If I made those changes and wanted to keep them, I would keep them. That's it for how to make a table in Microsoft Word 2007. Hope you learned something helpful. Have a great day.